This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The United States and China have agreed to get their trade talks back on track. At the close of the G20 summit in Osaka, Japan, U.S. President Donald Trump also said for now there would be no new tariffs against Beijing.
At least the time being, we're not going to be lifting tariffs on China. We won't be adding an additional, tremendous amount of, we have, I guess, $350 billion left, which could be taxed or could be tariffed. And we're not doing that. We're going to work with China on where we left off.
The president traveled next to South Korea, where he wants a handshake meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un at the DMZ tomorrow. Here's AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
President Donald Trump has told a G20 summit press conference he may be meeting with North Korea's Kim Jong-un on Sunday during a visit to the demilitarized zone with South Korea. But he says nothing has been set up just yet. Trump added Kim has responded to the offer and was very receptive to the idea. North Korea's first vice foreign minister says it's a very interesting suggestion and the meeting, if realized, he says, would serve as another meaningful occasion. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Asked about his meeting with Saudi Arabia's Prince Mohammed bin Salman, President Trump talked up economic ties while claiming anger over the Saudi killing of dissident journalist and U.S. resident Jamal Khashoggi.
They've been a terrific ally. They're creating millions of jobs in this country. They're ordering equipment, not only military equipment, but $400 billion worth of, and actually even more than that over a period of time, worth of different things. And with that being said, I'm extremely angry and unhappy about a thing like that taking place.
For more news, you can always go online to voanews.com. There is also a VOA mobile news app. This is VOA News. Trade is getting the headlines, but leaders at the G20 meeting managed to hold the line on climate change since the last summit in Argentina, with 19 countries committing themselves to the Paris Accord, everyone but the United States. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said that was encouraging, but British Prime Minister Theresa May is urging greater efforts.
In recent months, we have heard hundreds of thousands of young people urge us, their leaders, to act on climate change before it's too late. I'm proud that the UK has now enshrined in law our world-leading net zero commitment to reduce emissions, and I have called on other countries to raise their ambition and embrace this target.
A former New York City first responder who helped lead the fight for the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund has died. Luis Alvarez was only 53. Here is AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Luis Alvarez responded twice to 9/11, once as a New York police officer who spent 3 months working in the rubble, and then again when he fought for funding for those sickened at Ground Zero. In his final days of battling colorectal cancer, he testified before Congress about the need for permanent funding.
You all said you would never forget. Well, I'm here to make sure that you don't.
His family, in a statement on Facebook, said, "We told him at the end that he had won his battle by the many lives he touched." Julie Walker, New York.
In the wake of heightened tensions with Iran, including the shootdown of an American surveillance drone, an attempt to limit presidential powers to wage war has failed in the U.S. Senate. Here's AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
On this vote, the yeas are 50, the nays are 40. The 60-vote threshold having not been achieved, the amendment is not agreed to.
An amendment to a defense bill that would have required congressional approval before the president can order military action fell 10 votes short in the Senate Friday. Four Republicans joined most Democrats in supporting the failed amendment. The White House and Pentagon had written a letter opposing the amendment. Earlier in the week, President Trump asserted he doesn't need congressional approval to engage militarily with Iran. The House will likely try to attach its own limits on military action against Iran with its defense bill next month. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The captain of a humanitarian ship with 40 migrants aboard has been detained in Italy after the vessel rammed a border police motorboat at the port of Lampedusa. The collision happened as the captain of the Dutch flag Sea Watch steered her rescue vessel toward a dock. The migrants finally stepped onto Italian soil more than 2 weeks after their rescue at sea. Italy's Interior Minister Matteo Salvini had refused to let the refugees disembark until other European Union countries agreed to take them in. Five nations have now done that. Gene Randall, VOA News.
Hey. Voice of America. One. It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one station.